Well, they just exceeded their privilege, you see. Your cow was out there on the prairie, she had a calf, and it wasn't branded. Well, they knew it was your calf, actually, because of your cow.
Right.
But they broke that calf, put their brand on it, see. And there was nothing you could do about it, because it had your brand.
Right.
And that was a good form of outlawing, because some came in, and all they had is roping rope and a hat and a horse. And before many years, they had quite a herd of cattle, you know, just right, that way.
So.
No cash at all.
Well, that's something.
And then some of these old cowboys, you know, be out on the range all week, and sometimes several weeks or a month. They'd be like sailor when they come to town, to port. When they come to town, they really painted the town red, you know. And saloons, well, they were the victims of it very often. I was told right out north here, there's a building still occupied, native stone building, and there's a saloon, and there's a stage inn, and also a stopover for United States Cavalry. In fact, my first wife's great-grandfather shoot the horses for them over there. And that old saloon, that building, was the nightlife of that area. And some of these cowboys come in and they get a couple of good snorts, so to say, under the belt, and they dare each other.
Mm.
And one cowboy dared the other to ride his horse in the saloon. He took him up on it, on so much bet. He said, not only that, I'll bet you that I'll go in, ride my horse in there, and shoot every bottle off the shelf. And he's supposed to have done that.
Boy. Do you suppose they really had as many of those gunfights as you see on the movies and read about in books?
Well, I think it's exaggerated to a great deal, but there were some, yes. I had an uncle. My aunt married an uncle. Married Mr. Wrightson, my uncle. And he told me about it. That's north here between here and Bandera. He got in a gunfight. He finally got out of it. His father, much rather, got out of it. Only because of the dark of the night. But he was surrounded. And I mean, they meant business. There was no if and end about it. They meant business. And it all happened because of a dead gum dog. Somebody killed somebody's dog. And, of course, people, they had a good dog. Well, that meant a lot to them, you know, whether it's a cow dog or whatever dog it was. See? And that's where all this trouble started. And it got worse and worse. And finally they came to settle the difference. Unbeknown to him. Yeah, they were. Just about the sunset in the evening. And the shooting started. And the only thing that saved him was the darkness, and he sneaked out.
Sounds like a good idea. I was talking to a fellow in Arkansas whose mother knew Frank James and Belle Starr when they were, I guess they were hiding out around I forget the name of that place in Arkansas, close to Fort Smith. But were there any of those real well-known outlaws in this area?
Well, they might have come through here. Not that I know. I don't think so.